This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Here's Mike with your baseball nuggets, and one of them just broke an American sports record.
Breaking news, Manny Machado got $700 million away from a billion-dollar contract.
10 years, woo! $300 million.
So 10-year, $300 million deal with the Padres. I believe he's 26 years old, four-time All-Star, two-time Gold Glove winner. Really, last year getting traded to the Dodgers. I know it didn't end up well in the playoffs because of the lack of hustle, but if they wouldn't have traded for Manny Machado at the All-Star break, the Dodgers wouldn't have made the playoffs. I mean, that's how big of an impact he did have on the second half of the season last year for the L.A. Dodgers. Sandler's already tweeted me because I thought that the playoff situation was going to hurt what he got. And I thought he might get less than $25 million a year. I thought he might get more of $23 to $25 million a year. And he ends up getting the $30 million a year on a 10-year contract. So he will get paid. He's a little bit different than Miguel Cabrera and Albert Pujols, and a couple of the ones that I think teams really regret, is he's not going to be close to 40 when this ends. He'll be 35 years old, I believe, when this 10-year contract ends. So you should be just seeing near the end of his prime. Just to give you an idea, Robinson Cano right now is 36 years old, I think about to be 37. So Cano can still play at a pretty high level. Machado should be able to play, as long as no big injuries come up, at a very high level throughout this contract.
So the Padres were a last place team last year.
Right.
Adding Machado obviously helps.
Yeah.
How much more do they have to do, or what have they done?
So
they added Kinsler, right?
They did. And Kinsler is just a stopgap for Luis Urias, if I'm saying his last name right. They're loaded with prospects ready to break into the major league. So Fernando Tatis Jr. is probably going to be their starting shortstop. So Manny Machado is signing with the Padres to be their third baseman, not their shortstop. Tatis Jr., who obviously you remember his dad, he is a top five prospect in all of baseball. He's supposed to be the starting shortstop for them. It's just a matter of if they play the game of, we're going to hold him out the first 3 to 4 weeks to get 7 years of control over him, rather six.
So the question about Machado everybody wants to know is, what makes you think he's going to hustle now that he's got $300 million?
True. And you know what? He is who he is. His first name is Manny. Manny Ramirez didn't hustle that much either.
Now,
he's more of a steroid guy known now, but and he's a much better defensive player than Manny Ramirez. Manny Ramirez stopped trying on defense. He wasn't that bad for the Indians defensively. He literally for Boston just like, I'm just going to be a goofball out there, hit 300, hit my 40 home runs, get my 125 RBIs. Machado is a good defensive third
baseman.
And that
doesn't come easily. Like, you work at that. That doesn't come easily.
Yeah.
So he, obviously, his version of not trying hard is, I'm not going to run out little ground balls and fly balls.
If he hits a ground ball or a fly ball, he's going to jog. If he hits a ball in the gap, he's just going to take his double. He's not going to try to maybe make it a triple. And I think he did learn a lot from that. He got to play in Baltimore where there wasn't a lot of eyes on him. And they weren't making big playoff runs. He did make the playoffs once or twice in his career there. But I think he learned a big lesson playing for a big market team. And I know the Padres aren't, so he goes to a small market, not covered much. But the Padres have big plans. Jeff, to your question, I don't think the Padres have big plans for 2019.
Well, they got great weather.
I think they see this as, we're about to break out, and so Machado's first year will be, and this sounds weird, leading our young Latin guys.
Oh, no. Oh, leadership.
Oh, my goodness.
Because Fernando Tatis Jr., now he does have a father who played in the major league, so that does help with, you know, how does Tatis Jr., he was around major league clubhouses and stuff as a kid, so he has a decent idea on how it all works. But you have Tatis Jr., who's in his young 20s. You have Luis Urias, who's going to be their second baseman for a long time, who I got to see play double-A baseball a few years ago, and I remember falling in love with him going, that dude's a real prospect. That dude's going to make it, and I think make it big, and he's considered their fourth overall prospect. They traded with the Indians for Francisco Mejia, who can be a catcher. He was considered one of the top catching prospects in all baseball, but because of his offense, he might move to the outfield. If you don't remember Bryce Harper, who we'll get to in a second, Bryce Harper was a catcher in high school and his 1 year of junior college baseball when he should have been in high school. He just wanted to get to the draft sooner and play against better competition. But Harper was a catcher too as a prospect in high school. And they're like, no, we're moving you to the outfield because we want you to be healthy and put up all these offensive numbers we believe you can help out. So
20 years.
Mejia is another guy. So just to give you an idea, they have Tatis Jr., Mejia, and Urias, who they think are going to be studs. And now they add a proven stud to their young guys who will be coming up here pretty soon.
Does it make any difference that he signed before Harper? Or does this make Harper regret that he didn't sign first?
No, I mean, it's a good question. This actually really helps out Harper. I think maybe both of them were playing the I don't want to sign first because I want to put more pressure on the teams that don't sign. Because San Diego did have some interest in Harper. They had more interest in Machado, and we see that they did. 10 years, $300 million for Manny Machado to go to San Diego. But there were two other teams that desperately wanted to win the offseason, which is over. Spring training has already started. And it's the Phillies. And it's the White Sox. They both wanted to get one, if not both, of these guys. Now, they lose out on Manny Machado, but now Harper,
he goes to cold weather.
Yeah.
Manny gets to be in San Diego, Bryce Harper has to be in the Northeast.
Now, Scott Boras, who is Harper's agent, can now go to the White Sox in Philly and say, hey, you're supposed to win the offseason, right? This whole thing you built up over time was, we have all this money to spend in September and October, and you're building up your fan base and everything, like, we're going to have a great offseason. Well, it's over. There's one guy left, and there's two teams. And I know that there might be the Nationals who might make a play here late. There might be the Giants who have gotten in conversations with the Bryce Harper situation. But for the White Sox and the Phillies, their whole offseason was built on, we promise you, fans, we are going to get one, if not both, of the studs, Machado or Harper. And now there's only Harper left, so I believe – this can raise Harper's number. I don't know if it's 5%, 20%. I don't know. But now that Manny Machado is off and you can't go get him if you lose out on Harper, now Harper's sitting there going, hey, I'm the super stud that you can sell to your fan base.
And Boras is saying, which one of y'all taking the L? Which one of y'all going to take that L?
So I do think this with Bryce Harper, I'll get into him here for a second. I think this is great news for baseball because now that Machado has signed, I believe it's going to put a lot of pressure on these teams to make their kind of best and final offer type of a real estate agent type of situation. Hey, this is it. We're about ready to sign, and you need to make
your best offer. The season's
about
to start, so we'll take your offer now.
And this is great because Manny Machado, I say, got what he deserves. He got 10 years and $300 million. He's one of the best young players in the game, and so is Bryce Harper. And there's people that are better. There's some players that are better. I think Francisco Lindor is a better player than these two. I think Mike Trout is obviously the best player in all of baseball, and he's a young guy. But the whole argument last year was, we're not paying J.D. Martinez a big contract because we've seen what Albert Pujols is ending up being. We see what Miguel Cabrera is kind of ending up. We've seen in Detroit/Texas. What Prince Fielder ended up happening to his career and where it was going. We don't want to pay guys that are about to be 30 years old a big-time, long-term contract. But then this offseason, it became Machado and Harper, who are in their mid-20s. It's like, wait a second, these guys are 4 years younger than J.D. Martinez. So you can give them the big, long-term, big-money contract. And it looked like it was going to be a no answer. But now we get a yes on Machado, which I really do believe that means by the end of this week, it will be a big yes for Bryce Harper on more. I do think he gets paid more.
Over.
I do. Now, he plays less of a position. Right field is less of a
Is Harper a better player?
Great question. I will lean towards, God, it's 50-50. It's a great question. The thing that I want to put Machado over him is the position that he plays. Third base is a more premium defensive position than playing right field. But what comes with Harper is Under Armour comes with Harper.
Oh, and Bryce Gatorade. Kicks his butt in on-base percentage. Yeah, so Harper walks a bunch.
So I would say then you could make a great argument. But with Harper, you get all of the national stuff.
Yeah.
If now, the Phillies are in a big market, and so is the White Sox. But all of a sudden, all those commercials that Harper is on during the season, that's your guy. That's now representing the White Sox or representing the Phillies. It's not representing the Nationals anymore. And Bryce Harper, maybe to that point, has more potential. The tough thing about Manny Machado is he went from one of the best parks to hit in Major League Baseball in Baltimore, and he went to L.A., which is one of the worst. But he does go to San Diego, which is arguably the worst.
Mm-hmm.
So he does go from one of the best offensive places to play for most of his career to one of the worst offenses to play for a lot of his career. But the Padres, I don't think they're going to beat the Dodgers or the Rockies this year when it comes to record. But I do believe in 2020, 21, 22, they have a great chance. I think they're going to have the position players. It's a matter of can we develop the pitching? And A.J. Preller, who's John Daniels' guy,
his right-hand man,
he spends big time. I wonder what other owners and general managers are thinking, because I really think they were hoping that Manny Machado would get more like 8 years and less than $30 million to really say we're not doing this. But now that the Padres did this, I think it forces another team to do this with Bryce Harper. And okay. The other thing, too, is I wonder if this – I don't know where San Diego sits with the pitching staff. I don't know their pitching staff well off the top of my head. But, man, if you really want to go all in, there is a dude named Dallas Keuchel. In that park –
he's still out there.
In the National League, I believe his ERA is going to be close to a 3. Now, I like Dallas Keuchel. I think his fastball changeup thing is going to last for a while in Major League Baseball. I know he had a tough year 2 years ago. But last year, he had at times a rough start to the season, ended up with having a very good season. If you wanted to really add something and make this where, Jeff, you want to change my mind to where could the Padres win the division? Could the Padres do something? I'll tell you what, that dude Dallas Keuchel would be really nice to add to your rotation. They did sign Craig Kimbrell a long time ago and then traded him because they tried to do the when A.J. Preller took over, I'm going to buy a championship team.
Right.
And then it didn't work, and so he had to trade everybody, Matt Kemp and Craig Kimbrell and other guys that I'm drawing a blank on names right now that they signed to big-time contracts. But there are other guys they can go out and really help their odds of winning now, but I think that they're in a long-term play here and not in a short-term play with Manny Machado.
There are a couple of people who are tweeting out right now that the Padres executive chairman Ron Fowler, quote, "We do not have a deal. We're continuing discussions." I haven't seen it shared by all of the big name guys, but I'm seeing it from Dennis Lynn, who is a Padre reporter for The Athletic. He's saying that the chairman is like, "Oh, we don't have a deal." But
the
big names are saying it's done. I mean, so maybe it's just
breaking news on ESPN. It's breaking news on MLB Network. They have all the top people talking about Manny Machado has agreed to a 10-year, $300 million deal with the Padres. So it would be really weird if it's not Rosenthal
says this is likely semantics. Machado hasn't passed a physical, and the two sides have not finalized language, but they are in agreement on financial terms.
Chairman Sam, I don't know nothing about it. Next move, you're fired.
Now,
AJ Perella.
Yay. And it could, I don't think so. But
no, I'm just kidding.
The next thing, I'll turn this into a Ranger segment for a second. The Nolan Arenado dream that I think people have in their head that he's going to be a Texas Ranger next year.
You put that in my head.
Nolan Arenado is better than Manny Machado.
Oh, damn.
I'm just going to tell you. Now, he is a little bit older, so I don't think you'd have to give him 10 years. But I think you're looking at 7 to 8 years and over $30 million a year with Nolan Arenado. Now, I think he's going to re-sign with the Colorado Rockies. But if you believe that the Texas Rangers are going to do something special next offseason, this Manny Machado really sets the stage for Nolan Arenado's people to say, hey, okay, we're a little bit older. They're going to want 10 years.
Sure.
But maybe teams say, well, you're a little bit older. I'm not doing 10. But it's like, that's fine. But you're going to pay over $30 million a year for me.
Woo!
And so if the Rangers want to get Nolan Arenado, just know, Ranger fans, you're probably looking at 8 years and $300 million.
Well, that's fine. They're saving $50 million this year by not paying anybody.
Don't they have to get somebody to put butts in those seats, or they think the stadium itself will put butts in seats?
I think they believe the stadium will. I think people will be excited about the stadium. But their dream scenario is to get Nolan Arenado. So I don't think the Rangers like that number that just happened.
Mm-hmm. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.